8 o'clock hour, and I mentioned we are going to be playing some Norton Buffalo music. Norton passed Friday afternoon at the age of 58. He was on the road in New York with Steve Miller complaining of being extremely tired. Went to a doctor in New York. The thought was initially pneumonia. A full full checkup revealed stage 4 lung cancer. And then it did proceed to go to his brain. On Thursday night, he went to the hospital in a coma, and he was on life support and passed roughly 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. And we all had the hopes of, well, maybe he could do it. Well, he did it, but not the way we had hoped. But there's some things going on where he went, and they're enjoying themselves. I appreciate all the calls and the emails that we're getting here at the Crush, because for so many years, Norton was a mainstay of the music here in this community, living in Glen Ellen, putting out records called Loving in the Valley of the Moon. First time I heard of Norton, I was working in L.A., and the record came out on Capitol Records, not knowing hardly anything about Sonoma County. No, take that back. I didn't know anything about Sonoma County at that point. And just the joy of the music and the talent, the wealth of talent that he had. And then getting to know him when we moved up to Sonoma County in 1979. So what we'll do is get on the bluesier side, since we are doing a blues show right now on The Crush. And we'll play some Norton Buffalo. 95.9, 95.5 KRSH.com. Thanks for the checking in up in Seattle as well, too. Yes, I'm playing him, and here he is. We'll be right back.
Well, I got a girl that lives up on that hill. Sometimes she won't, sometimes I think she will. You shake your money maker, shake your money maker, shake your money maker, baby, shake your money maker. Little girl, one more time for me. Well, I got a girl that she just want me to. I got a girl that she just want me to. If she won't do it, I know she don't want to. Well, just shake your money maker, shake your money maker. Shake your money maker, baby. Shake your money maker. Little girl, one more time for me. There was that girl.
Trust. trust in you to see me through, darling, baby. I put my trust in you. Please don't let me down, baby. Yeah. I put my trust in you to see me through, baby. I put my trust in you. Ooh. When hearts and they know me. With this heartbreak, you the loveliest in the sky. But this time, darling, I've got a feeling I'm done. Say that it's true, and I spend every day of my life loving you, baby. I put my trust in you to see me through, darling, baby. Yeah, I put my trust.
On the Crush, 95.9, 95.5. That's Norton Buffalo, recorded live at the Studio Cafe on September 27th, 1991. What was going on there? It was a birthday party for Norton Buffalo. And they're going back, what are we talking about, 2009, 18 years ago? And Norton just had his 58th birthday.
Roy Rogers there.
On the Crush. And what we're doing right now, playing, of course, Norton Buffalo said to play a bunch of Norton because we're remembering Norton because Norton passed. And I have somebody on the air right now, or we will be having somebody on the air in Nevada City at KVMR, Felton Pruitt. Felton, are you there? Are we going to work this out?
It's working on this end, but you're very garbled on your end.
Okay, so maybe I should...
there you go.
I should calm down.
That worked out there. Now we can hear you fine, Bill. We're talking with Bill Bowker over at The Crush out in Santa Rosa right now.
Right now. And, Felton, you've been in Nevada City for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and one of the first gigs... You know, I've been doing sound up here at the Center for the Arts, and one of the first gigs we did was Norton came in and did a double bill with Chris Kane one night. And that was wonderful. And I hadn't seen Norton in a few years, so we got hooked up again. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. And Norton's been back and done a few shows here. And I know he plays the Mystic all the time down there, doesn't he?
Indeed he does. I mean, living here for a mighty long time. Felton was, instrumental. You were working with him at the KFAT days, right?
We do go back to KFAT, and we had one of your DJs on earlier, Dallas Dobro, as well.
Right. So it's nice to talk to you, but sad under the, you know, some sad circumstances, as we have lost an amazing talent and one fine guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think one of the things that shows how powerful Norton is what's going on in Northern California right now is you could pretty much drive from the ocean to the to Tahoe to Truckee and listen to Norton Buffalo music tonight.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You know, aside from his day job, you know, with the Steve Miller Band, I mean, he was always creating some great music, you know, and it's just been, you know, the amazing virtual, just how well he played harmonica, you know, and he made it so effortless. It was just great, you know.
Yeah, and you've been friends with Norton going back to, I mean, I remember you hired me at a station a long time ago, or helped to hire me one a long time ago,
yeah,
so we go back a ways.
Yeah.
But Norton was always a fixture up there at the Valley of the Moon.
Yes, indeed. I just mentioned earlier on that my first introduction to Norton actually was in Los Angeles. I was working at K-Rock, and the Lovin' in the Valley of the Moon record came out in 77, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I was really aware of, was made aware of Sonoma County and the wonderfulness of it, and lo and behold... A couple years later, I've been up here since 1979, but man, that was a great record.
It was, and you know, KFAT, of course, they jumped on it. I hadn't gotten there yet, but they jumped on it real heavy at that point. And Norton was just he was a fixture, and of course, you know, we've been playing a lot of the stuff that Norton was on. Like, you know, a lot of people don't know that Bonnie Raitt's version of Runaway,
yeah.
He stole that from him. I mean, that harmonica there was just incredible.
Yeah.
And then all the stuff with the Steve Miller Band as well.
Now, Roy's living up in your neck of the woods, Roy Rogers, right?
Yeah, Roy's actually, he's just living about 5 miles from KVMR right now. We're gonna talk to Roy in a little bit. I know that he's been out there with Norton's wife, Lisa, and the family. And it's got to be, a tough time. We went on the air about a month and a half ago and did a healing session for Norton, trying to just send him all of the love and prayers from everybody. And I guess it helped a little, but it didn't. The outcome wasn't what we had hoped.
Right. And there will be a benefit concert coming up in Paradise, right, in November?
Yeah, Sunday, November 22nd.
Right, at the Performing Arts Center out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a joyful gathering.
Right. Well, hopefully, you'll be there, and hopefully I'll be there, and hopefully we will get together soon before before it's our time. It's always a treat, to hear from you. I'm glad things are doing well for you. And give my best to Roy and Gaynell when you talk to him, because I know you got to do something pretty quick with Roy, right?
Yeah. Well, I just, Bill, this is just proves what our musical community is like. I mean, you and I have been friends for a number of years. We've been friends with Norton for a number of years. And we don't forget our friends.
Exactly. All right, Felton, take care.
You have a great night. Keep pumping out that harmonica, brother.
You got it.
All right.
All right, Felton Pruitt. Thank you. Felton Pruitt at KVMR out in Nevada City. And he'll be talking to Roy. He had Dallas on the air. They worked together at KFAT, KFAT. And it's all about the music, and tonight it's about Norton.
Treat you right, no,
On The Crush, 95.9, 95.5. The Blues with Bowker, remembering Norton Buffalo. That's from Norton and the Knockouts, King of the Highway, Let Me Be Your Man. We heard live from Studio Cafe in 1991. That was all done on cassette. There was a cable station we were involved with where it was just free music. And then we do shows, and then we would cable cast them on the, you know, it wasn't on the air, actually. Were so many great nights. People worked very, you know, they just were, it was such a comfortable place. And people gave it their best, and Norton did. Of course, it was a birthday party celebration going on there. We're going to do another track in a minute from that. And we heard Shake Your Moneymaker from the first Roy Rogers Chops Not Chaps record with Mr. Buffalo on harmonica. And we also heard Shuffalo, King of the Highway once again. Norton Buffalo died at Friday, the age of 58. And there was an evolution of the blues that we put together that Norton was one of the featured performers and did just an amazing history of the harmonica during his set. And he made it not like, you know, real academic. He would talk about where it came from, how it was, you know, meant to be, what it was doing in various, you know, situations musically, and then he would show the audience, and it was quite outstanding for that matter. Because we didn't want to make the evolution of the blues, you know, a total academic thing. I mean, we were doing it at the junior college, and it was the Student Arts and Lectures Committee. But you also wanted to make it not only informative and maybe historical, but entertaining, and Norton did it all. And Tom Joynt, get an email recently from Tom Joynt, who worked at KVRE. As a matter of fact, it was the first, when I was driving up here in 1979, the first announcer I heard on KVRE, I was coming up here to work. His name was Tom Joynt, and I thought it was kind of ironic. But Tom said his first night at KVRE, Norton Buffalo walked in around 8:30 in the evening and said, "Hi, I'm Norton," and he had the air for 45 minutes live and in person. And that's the joy, one, of being up here, because we have the opportunity to do that. But then you have somebody like Norton who was just so... just a wonderful person, and just coming in to share some music and welcome, you know, another music lover into the county. My situation was similar, but it was Kate Wolf who came to welcome me to the county. And all in all, the fond memories of all of this and the fact that we live here, and we were so blessed to have Norton living right here in our county for so many years. And our thoughts and wishes and prayers go out to his wife, Lisa, and everybody that is feeling the pain as we are. But let's hear another Norton live at the Studio Cafe right here on The Crush. Thank you.
tonight. At the close of day, you changed your mind. And decided to stay. Please don't go. I love you so, yeah. Before you start breaking my heart, girl. Before you walk out that door, baby. Please, take it over. Take it over. Baby, take it over. I want you to think it over. Ooh,
I came, but don't you cry now, don't cry, mama, 'cause I'm not afraid, 'cause I can see the light off in the distance, and the tracks are already laid. It's been a long, hard road that we've been traveling on. We're sure gonna get there. Won't be long. Rain clouds above me, they keep on pouring down. I think they understand, yeah. They're trying to wash away the sorrow, so that the sun can shine upon the land. Through all of my life, my fame and my riches, something been missing that I could not find. Just hear a train to glory, and I feel soon I'm gonna have me peace of mind. It's been a long, hard road that we've been traveling on. We're sure gonna get there, it won't be long. Thank you. and slowly pulls away. So I'll leave here, back to the darkness from which I came in. It's been a long, hard road that we've been traveling on. We're sure gonna get there, it won't be long. It's been a long, hard road that we've been traveling on. We're sure gonna get there, it won't be long. It's been a long, hard road that we've been traveling on. We're sure gonna get there, it won't be. It won't be long.
The Blues with Bowker here in the Crush. Norton Buffalo and Roy Rogers from Roots of Our Nature. It's been a long, hard road. And we heard another track from the Studio Cafe. And I don't have any tracking information in regards to who's playing, who's doing the sound. And the tune, Think It Over, seems like that would have been the title of that tune. One of his many fine configurations of local musicians, Norton Buffalo 1991 at the Studio Cafe. And there will be a benefit concert. This is set up before Norton drew his last breath out, where he has been living for quite some time. Paradise Performing Arts Center. It's 10 miles east of Chico. Roy's going to be there in the Delta Rhythm Kings, Tom Rigney and Flambeau, and more. So for information, you can go to PACC. That's the Paradise, or PPAC, Paradise Performing Arts Center, Paradise, California. Or you can go to Norton's website, and you can get some tickets. And if you're unable to make the concert, donations for medical bills may be made out to Lisa Flores or Norton Buffalo and sent to 5905D Clark Road, Paradise, 95969. We'll have that info if you want to get a hold of me. We'll be happy to give you that information. Norton Buffalo. You could also go Press Democrat. They have Randy Rossman put a story together today that's online. I'm not sure if there'll be more information about Norton or a little more to the story in tomorrow's Press Democrat. But log on to PressDemocrat.com to find out a wee bit about what we've been talking about, and unfortunately a cold hard fact of life that Norton Buffalo passed. How about one more from the Studio Cafe, and then a really apropos tune from Roy Rogers right here on KRSH Healdsburg. It's the Blues with Bowker. Thank you.
again to the songs that she was singing. Sitting on the back porch of her country home. Then the moon would start to glow in. The salt breeze started to blow in. And she would sing the blues, but nobody would ever hear. And she'd sing, nobody wants me. They left me all alone. My mama's out drinking and my daddy is dead and gone. Nobody wants me. They left me all alone. So I'm singing the blues, but thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. When the sun come up, this girl would rise. You know her day was long and hard. She didn't have much money since awful up and died. Working in a store all down the road. You should have heard the stories she done told about the life that she'd been living in that little old country home. She'd say no. They left me all alone. My mama's out drinking, my daddy is dead and gone. Nobody wants me. They left me all alone. So I'm singing the blues, but thank you, Lord, for giving me another day.
Come on.
Me sweetly, as I ramble through the meadow, floated down so soft and lingered in my ears. I followed the voice till I saw the air, singing lonesome words into the air. Such a beautiful lady, I listened to her as she sang. All alone. My mama's out drinking and my daddy is dead and gone. Nobody wants me. They left me all alone. So I'm singing the blues, but thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. I said I'm singing the blues, but thank you, Lord, for giving me another day.
Yeah! Woo! That goes out to you old-timers out there.